Sometimes you just got to begin to chase a dream that is bigger than you. Sometimes when it seems like you're so far behind that you'll never catch up, you got to get up on your feet. You can't wait on other people to be what you've been called to be.
Hello and welcome to the Athlete Daughter Podcast. This is Julia Lejian. It's a pleasure to introduce to you my very special friend today. His name is Rafi Sarinian. He's from Toronto, Canada. The reason I invited Rafi on my show because he really inspired me. Rafi is born with a serious birth defect called spina bifida, which left him permanently disabled, wheelchair bound, and having learning and speaking difficulties. He's been living in a senior home with the elderly for most of his life. Despite the disability, Rafi refuses to allow his circumstance to interfere with his life and dreams. Every day he gets up and actively looking for opportunity to make a difference in this world. Hello, Rafi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Rafi, if you don't mind, would you please take us on your journey, say from when you were young up until this point?
Sure. As you said, I was born with
spina bifida.
Yeah, which makes you
disabled.
Yeah, basically, I spent actually the first 4 years in the hospital due to an health issue, and then I went into a group home and then a foster home.
Yeah,
and then to another foster home when I was a little bit older.
Yeah.
Just because my parents found it hard to look after me.
Yeah.
As of my disability and that.
Was it because they didn't have the financial means to look after you, or was it because of your disability?
A little bit of back in the 80s. We didn't have what we have.
Because your parents were not well off, I guess they couldn't remodel their family home to suit your specific needs. And also, maybe emotionally, they were not able to support you. That's why they put you in the group home. It was for your own good, I guess.
Right. So it made it harder, you know.
How hard was it for you, especially as a child, being shifted from one unfamiliar home to the next and being away from your birth parents?
It was hard. It was emotionally hard.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know why.
Yeah.
Why things were going on.
Yeah.
How they were.
Yeah. I believe it was hard for your parents to explain to you what's really going on. I think it's almost impossible for them to share with you the challenges they face and also their struggle without hurting your feelings. And therefore, I guess they would rather not say anything.
Yeah, but I dealt with it.
How did you deal with it? I'm curious. How did you deal with the change? What did you do when you were down and lonely? Did you get any professional help?
I wrote my own book,
yeah,
which actually helped,
yeah,
me. Plus, I did talk with a therapist as well.
Do you know what I most admire about you? I love your positive attitude. Although you have so many great challenges and adversity, but you do not let that drag you down. You're such a cheerful, upbeat, and happy person. You crack me up every time we talk. You're definitely one of my living heroes.
Oh, thank you.
Rafi, I'm curious. Let's say if I were in your shoes, what would it be like to be Rafi for the next 24 hours? Would you take me through your normal routine, start from dawn to dusk? What kind of challenges would I have to face?
I've learned how to do things on my own, and I need, very
minimal
little
help.
Yeah, but basically, I can do most things on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, you know, get out and do whatever I want, you know, and I face daily challenges head on, and I don't back down.
Yeah.
I can't back down, because I feel if I back down, I lose out on the next chapter in my daily life, you know, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah. You are very determined to stay independent.
Yeah.
And you want to do as much as you possibly could for yourself.
Yes.
So then what kind of daily chores do you need help with?
Making meals.
Yes.
Bathing.
Yes.
You know, basically those things, and maybe leaning, like, around my place. Yeah.
You seem like a neat and tidy person. Not much cleaning required for your living quarter, I bet.
Well, me personally, I am. I am good, but am actually kind of messy.
Can you show me your room? I just don't believe you.
Oh, really?
It seemed pretty tidy to me.
Well, it's dark in here right now, but...
It's much cleaner than my room, that's for sure.
Oh, wow.
Rafi, you are a determined person, a fierce fighter, and you always have an amazing positive outlook on life.
Yeah.
But just like all of us, I'm sure you do have to deal with heartbreak and some painful, situation from time to time.
Yeah.
So I wonder, during your weakest moment, have you ever thought of giving up?
Oh, many times.
And what did you tell yourself, and how did you find the courage to carry on?
I have wanted to give up many times in my life.
Yeah.
But now I say, well, okay, if I find something challenging, so I say, okay, well, this is a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. I need it.
Yeah.
I need to overcome it, you know, and I need to push harder to get to where
you want to be.
Right, yeah.
Did you have a coach, a mentor, any kind of professional assistant to help you push through the darkest hours of your life?
Well, actually, I do. I think of a guy named Rick Hansen.
I think I read about him. I believe he's a Canadian Paralympian. I think in 1985, he went on a 26-month journey with his team.
I know, yes. And actually known as the man in motion.
Yep. And he and his team wheeled over 40,000 kilometers through 34 countries, raising awareness about potential of the people with disabilities, and also trying to find a cure for the spinal cord injury. That was an amazing achievement.
Oh, yeah. And he didn't want to do it, but he pushed hard in his mind and he said, you know what, I will do this. And he did.
Yep, he's very well known around the globe.
Yes.
Rafi, you have written a book called Overcoming Adversity.
Yes.
It's available for purchase through Lulu, I believe.
Yes.
Can you tell me what inspired you to write your book?
Sure. It was an idea I had 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And my mom and I, well, actually, my foster mom and I were actually talking one evening. And I said to her something like, you know, I could actually write a book. And I was kind of joking around, you know, not really thinking that, hey, you know what, I could, and I wanted to.
Yeah.
I knew it would help many other kids and younger kids and, well, like older kids and parents and all that. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I will actually do the book because I want to. I want to help others.
You want to make a difference in this world.
Right. Like Rick did with me many years. And I want to be like him.
Have you ever contacted Rick and told him how much he meant to you?
I did actually send him a copy of my book, but I never actually heard from him.
I'll definitely get in touch with Rick for you.
Yeah, please do. Well, actually, I don't even know if he got it because I sent it to his universe, so I don't know if they actually passed it on to him.
Oh, I see. Because you're on a wheelchair and you look apart from most of us, I bet you get quite a lot of strange stare from, let's say, normal people. Do you feel uneasy when people stare at you?
Oh, yes. Mostly adults. Like, I look back and I don't say anything, but yeah. It's just like, okay, yeah, I am physically different.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm as normal as anybody else, you know? And, you know, like, when little kids look at me, then I don't mind.
Yeah, because kids are curious and innocent.
Yeah, which I'm okay with. It's like, okay, sure, no problem. You know, like, if they ask me anything, I just, parents tell them, like, makes it easier on all of us, you know?
Yeah. I'm a very curious creature. So do you think it's okay for a person like me to approach someone like you and ask about your background? Do you think you would be comfortable with that?
You know, I get that sometimes, yeah. Which I'm okay with, you know, like, I don't mind. As long as people are actually
genuinely interested and being respectful about it.
Right. Then I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be someone who doesn't care, then, you know what, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
You know?
You are an outdoor person and you love to be outside. You like soaking up the sun and also enjoying nature and the world in general. But you couldn't get outside much during winter and you dislike winter very much. Can you tell our listeners why so?
Sure, because the ice and all that, it's hard to get around. I'm like real active, and when weather basically says, okay, well, you can't go out, it's like, okay, now what? Like, what can I do, you know? And when it is bad out, I'm like home and I'm just like, okay, well, I want to go out, but I can't. I know I can't.
Yeah.
So, like, what else can I do?
Yeah.
I find it hard. Not only hard, but also
depressing.
Yeah, and hurtful.
During winter, how long do you have to stay indoor because of the ice was too high and it's impossible for you to move around with your wheelchair?
End of November, December, January, February, March, maybe 5 months.
Wow, that's a long time, Rafi.
Oh, it is. But when I know I can get out, I go out, you know. But when I can't, it's just like, okay, now what?
And how do you keep yourself entertained throughout those months, Rafi?
Well, I currently live in a senior's home. I just hang out with all the older people, which I don't mind, because I get to learn what they did in the past, and then I get to teach them how I've lived and all that. So, I mean, it works out either way.
That's good. Rafi, before we go, do you have any message or advice you want to share with our listeners today?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay, I've got two of them. One, for parents, no matter how hard you find raising your child, always be there with them. For parents, you know, just stick with your child. Don't, like, act away, because your child needs you. No matter how hard you find it in raising your kids, you know what? Off it out, you know, just be that parent you should be.
Yeah.
And for the kid, life is going to be hard.
Yeah.
But you can get through it.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, not all the time, but once in a while.
Yeah.
But you know what? At the end of the day, life is you.
Yeah.
Your own person.
Yeah.
And don't be so down about it, you know, just keep your spirits up.
Yeah.
I have, and look at me now. I'm now 36, and I've been through a lot, and I've, you know, overcome it. You know, I've overcome everything. So, yeah.
You are a very special friend to me, Rafi, and I'm truly blessed to have you in my friend circle. And it's crazy to think about it because I always go to you for inspiration.
Nice.
Every time I feel down or need a good laugh, I know I can always count on you.
Nice.
I truly appreciate your friendship and for sharing your journey with our listeners today. Thank you, Rafi.
You're welcome. You know, my biggest thing right now is to help people not only near me, but I want to help people who are like overseas.
Yeah. You're doing it right now by sharing your story.
Good, good.
Thanks once again.
Oh, thank you.
Hope you have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye for now.